News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
In studio with us now is Michael McGrath, local Cork TD, obviously, and Fianna Fáil's finance spokesperson. And Michael, we might start with that.
Sure. Yeah.
If there was kind of one thing you could do, a public transport infrastructure is what a lot of people seem to be focusing in on. Is that the thing you would change in the city?
Yeah, I think
or
it
update?
Is. First of all, good morning.
Morning.
And you're very welcome to Cork, and delighted to see the investment by News Talk Today FM in the studio here in Republic of Work, and hopefully there'll be many shows broadcast from here. But yeah, I think investment in public transport probably delivers the best long-term return, and there is a new strategy about to be published, the Metropolitan Area Cork Transport Strategy. It has been delayed, but we've been promised that it will come out in the next few weeks, and it will deal with all modes of transport, and a light rail system for parts of the city is in the mix. Rapid bus transit, improvements to bus services.
Light rail within the city, as opposed to kind of the, I know people who live out in some of those places I mentioned, like Carrigaline and Blarney and Ballincollig, talk about kind of a almost like a DART, like a rapid transit in. But you're saying, no, we're more talking about city centre light rail at the moment.
Well, what currently has been mentioned is light rail from Ballincollig in towards the city,
okay,
through to the Docklands. Now, those who represent other parts of the city and the county would like that to be expanded to places like Douglas, Carrigaline and so on, where there is massive population growth as well. But in essence, I think that strategy is going to be one of the most important new documents to be published for Cork in many years. In my own area, for example, the 220 bus service has gone to 15-minute frequency, and we need that to be repeated elsewhere. We have 24-hour public bus service, would you believe, serving that part of Cork now,
yeah,
and you don't even have that in Dublin. So there's huge potential here. We need more investment in bus lanes. We need to prioritise pedestrians, cyclists, public transport, taxis. That is the future. If you look at all the great cities across Europe, that's what they do best. And I think Cork has, as Shane has been saying, immense potential to get it right, because the scale here is still modest,
yeah,
overall.
And public infrastructure, obviously hugely important. But what strikes me about Cork as well is, when I mentioned the compact city centre, there's lots of people living quite close to it. You know, if you even just cross over the Lee up towards kind of Montenotte, off even in the direction of Mayfield, you're not very far. You don't, like, good cycling infrastructure as well would make a huge difference.
Yeah, it would go a very long
cycling
way.
Cycling up that hill might be tough, but
and I mean, I can see what you're trying to do in Dublin now to retrofit a lot of that infrastructure, and it's incredibly difficult and immensely expensive. So we do have an opportunity in Cork, I think, to do that now. Up until, you know, recent censuses, the population of the city had been declining. It is now growing again, and obviously we have the massive expansion of the city boundary. But I think we do need to maintain a focus on the city centre core. There's a lot more can be done within the city centre core. I look forward to hearing what the City Council CEO has to say, but we need to get more people back living in the city. And it's great to see the city being regenerated, even where we are on the South Mall. I was training with KPMG across the road here in the late 90s, and the area went through some difficult years where offices tended to move out towards Little Island, City Gate and Manhattan Point and so on. But now you're seeing new office developments in the city centre, and a new hotel here in the South Mall has opened as well. So very exciting times.
Let me ask you about a few non-Cork issues, or
sure,
rather national issues. Leo Varadkar on Taoiseach was with us in studio yesterday, and he brought up a few things, including confidence in supply. When Shane asked him about it, he put to him, look, that there were those calling for a general election. Some voices within your own party, within your own parliamentary party, you'd like to see a general election. The Taoiseach said, look, there's no rush for one. Brexit, it doesn't go away after March 29th. He kind of said we should keep the government going in perpetuity, because actually if you have an election, probably you get the same result.
Well, we're not going to keep it going in perpetuity. I can say that for sure. I mean, I think what we did 3 years ago...
7 years, he suggested, kind of jokingly, that he could go for.
Yeah, no, that's not going to happen. I mean, you know, the decision we made 3 years ago was a very difficult one. I'm not sure that the Taoiseach and those in Fine Gael recognise and understand just how difficult it is for the largest opposition party to underpin a minority government. If the shoe was on the other foot, I'm not entirely sure that Leo Varadkar and Fine Gael would reciprocate. Perhaps we'll get the answer to that after the next election. And some of his comments, not so much in yesterday's interview, but earlier in the week, I think were very precious, having a go at Micheál Martin, having a go at what Fianna Fáil was saying at our party's Ardesh. I think that really fails to understand the position that we have been in the last 3 years, where really we have worn the green jersey. We've taken a hit for the team. We've been getting abuse from all sides in the Dáil and across the media as well. But we did it for one reason. We did it for the national interest. And that is the very reason why we have decided to see this Brexit process through, given the profound importance that it has for Ireland. So, and we will see it through.
When does the process end? Because I'm struck that, I suppose, there was, I wouldn't say celebrations, but some relief when Theresa May suggested a kind of a 3 month extension from a lot of people. Understandably, it's a 3 month delay is better than a hard Brexit, of course. But if there will be members of your own party kind of waiting for Brexit to be settled, so at least kind of the government or the kind of the normal things can move on, Brexit kind of hangs over us like a cloud, doesn't it, the longer it gets extended? 3 months mightn't be enough. It might go on longer again.
Yeah, look, we're in a very fluid situation and we do just have to wait and see how it plays out. And that is why it was so important that Fianna Fáil provided stability in our country at this time, when you contrast it with the chaos in Westminster. I mean, the mood music is getting a little better from there, in that a no-deal scenario seems to be less likely, and that a deal may well be done, hopefully by the end of March, and if not, perhaps by the end of June. But, you know, not everything changes as soon as the House of Commons approves a deal. There will be legislation that will have to be passed there. We are then going to be entering into critical negotiations about the future relationship. And sometimes we forget that the withdrawal treaty is really only about the terms of divorce, that what is fundamentally important for our country.
Might Fianna Fáil prop up a Fine Gael government right through that transition period until the future trading agreement is settled?
No, I mean, obviously it depends on the duration of those negotiations, but what Micheál Martin has said on behalf of the party is that we will see the Brexit process through. We will seek to negotiate another budget in October and have an election in early 2020. So that remains the position of Fianna Fáil, and I think providing that certainty and that stability is critically important. That remains our position, and we will see it through, not because of any love of keeping Fine Gael in office. I can assure you it's the opposite, and their failure in so many areas, not least in housing and in health, has made it even more difficult to do what we're doing, but we just have to keep it together for now, until we know where we stand and we get this process to a much more advanced stage.
All right, Fianna Fáil's finance spokesperson Michael McGrath. Michael, thanks a million for coming into us.
Thank you very much.